Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, July the 6th, 2021, and I have the honor to have Richard on, one of my listeners and supporters and good patriot. And as I said, I'm going to start interviewing more people because listeners want to speak and tell what they believe that the American people need to know. With that said, Richard, thanks for being on with me.
The thing I want to cover is that that Christmas Day bombing, it never got no coverage. And it's awful funny how there was a voter fraud, and then the AT&T building was blown up over in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if that was Joe Biden that killed himself and they're covering it up, or they're covering up some other stuff that was in the software of AT&T. But I know Dominion software probably might have had something to do with blowing that up.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna let you lay out your what you know and need to be told.
Well, from what I've been getting inside my head, this whole political thing is nothing but a fraud. Look how they're trying to take Trump down again. And these Democrats, they ain't worth a shit, boy. The thing they'd like to do to some of these Democrats, I cannot stand them. None of them. But they're all fucking pieces of dirty, demonic shit.
Be careful with the language. We do have some younger listeners sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay. Go ahead.
I understand your anger. I get a little carried away at times, but
I understand your anger. Believe me.
See, the way I look at it, if this keeps on going on like it is, we ain't going to have a country because already you got Russia in the waters over by Hawaii right now. And you got this administration that's like four times weaker than Jimmy Carter.
I know.
It's totally made vulnerable.
Biden's pathetic. You know, I've noticed something in the past week. All of a sudden, you know, the United States is antagonizing China and they're antagonizing Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up in the Black Sea basin, Caspian Sea basin, Black Sea, I believe they call it. And they're antagonizing along their coastlines. Who's cranking that heat up? What are they trying to do, cause a war, in your opinion?
I think so. Between them and between the CIA, the FBI, and the Israeli Mossad and all that, I think they're trying to start a war so they can bring in a one-world government.
Bring in their Antichrist, one-world ruler?
Yep, that's why they've been starting all this fake racism thing with the George Floyd thing. And I have to say, I kind of wonder about George Floyd. I don't know if he's dead or alive, or they could have took him somewhere. Maybe he's on the same island as the Oklahoma City bomber. Because that was all fake, too. That guy was never never executed.
No, he wasn't. He got the backdoor treatment. Otis Johnson carried him out of there. My buddy, Super Spook, carried McVeigh out the back door. Narcotics-induced injection. He went flat head Lake Montana, and where he sat for about 2 weeks getting facial injections from a CI roster doctor to change his look. He got his $10 million, and he got shuffled off to Australia. Now, a guy, Leyendecker, wrote a story about it. I told him, and Tom Valentine sent him to me at a talk show. Oh, she used to have 400 radio stations hooked up across the nation. And he had turned me on to Leyendecker, Weekly World News. And the Weekly World News, he finally calls me back and says, "Dude, I believe you 100%, but we can't run with it. We've got to have other sources. And so the day before 911, he calls me up. Here I was the one telling we were going to have a 911 event by the end of August, and it didn't happen. It happened on 911 instead. There was something else I predicted that was going to happen, being told by Super Spooks and others that I knew. But here was the deal. Is it Oklahoma, or Leyendecker calls me up, tells me, and I'm in Las Vegas. He says, "By the way, your story on Timothy McVeigh going out the back door, it came out today's paper that's in Las Vegas being delivered at the 7-Elevens over on the west side, and also in Los Angeles where we deliver the first round, and tomorrow it'll be on other newsstands, and by the end of the week it'll be on all the newsstands around the country in Weekly World News." And it did. The next day, 911 happens. That day, I went to pick up the paper and got car crashed in the ass end by some goon that gets out. And I'm on my got out of the car and I fell on my hands and knees because I was seeing stars. whiplash, concussion. He gets out and goes, "Oh, Mr. Webb, are you okay?" The one that crammed me in his pickup truck. Okay? Anyway, I was on my way over to get copies that a friend went down and bought all the copies, 20 of them on the newsstand. She wanted a copy and hand all her friends and give me a copy. So I went over to pick them up later after getting crammed in the ass end. Leyendecker got anthrax, Weekly World News headquarters, Globe newspaper and all, down in Florida, gets anthrax 3 days later. Leyendecker's dead and his associate writer's dead because of that story. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, like I'm saying, though, this, what you were just talking about, all could have matched up to what happened to George Floyd. They could have put him out the back door because I saw something that looked like a rubber dummy on the bottom of the police car. And it didn't have no hair. Something's very funny about that. Another thing very funny is what it was is that they never got that guy that gave him the drugs or the guy that gave him the fake $20 bill. He never testified.
Yeah. Jim Fetcher thinks along the lines that you think about. It's a state event. I believe he has mentioned.
South stage. Ever since this so-called fake coronavirus, and nothing but staged events happening, one right after the other.
I know, it's like the death ray hitting that building down in Miami, and it was because of that guy in a software, and the whole bit and what he had exposed, and there was a preacher in the building, lived in there also, McAfee files, that he was going to release. He was over in German jails, which murdered him over there. And then they blow his building apart because the preacher who talked against Israel and the New World Order was in charge of his files, of which they had in that building. And suddenly the building collapses in Miami. I'd say that's the death ray took that thing down. Guarantee you. And I know somebody that knew McAfee, okay, and he had a lot of shit on him. I know a prosecutor because I've talked to him. Remember, he set up the back door for the government inside the various software so they could penetrate in through them. This is what it was about. All the companies were involved. Norton, McAfee, AVG, everybody. There's trap back doors. Anyway.
But nowadays, when I see any event happen, I'm not even shocked anymore.
Richard, I'm not shocked by what I see going on and hear what they're doing to people right now and how they've upped this division number 5 of the FBI, 7th floor, Washington, D.C., up the heat on everybody. I mean, Debbie Davis told me she's been pulled over. She talked about an interview with me on Sunday. I've got to get it up and some others, and I'll have everything up today. But she talked about how she'd been stopped and, by the police twice in the past couple of weeks. You know, they falsely arrested me, and here I got that videotaped evidence she's lying. Oh, he got out of his car. He's pointing a gun at me. I have my affidavit when I file my suit, but I'll put it up on my site. And there is video up there. You just got to hear the audio against it. You can see she's sitting there lying. Sitting there videotaping.
Yeah, I think I played that audio. Yeah, it was like...
Well, you saw the one that I put up, but this came from the prosecutor's office, the so-called discovery. You know, where that first on this false arrest of harassment and a careless driving they charged me with.
Yeah.
After she's sitting there saying, "He's got a gun, he's pointing at me," all this garbage. I mean, when you see the audio playing and you see the video playing and you hear them together, I'll point it out in an affidavit because I've got to do it for federal court because we're going to sue him.
Yeah.
But I'll have it up sometime by the end of the week. A lot of time right now is being absorbed in other things.
I know they keep talking about, a lot of people keep talking about maybe Trump will come back in, but I don't know.
Richard, I kind of leave that open because the fact that what has gone on in Arizona, lots of recalls from it, Georgia now, and Wisconsin, and then there's another state, I forget which one it was, and Sidney Powell is a smart gal. She's no dummy. And she does have her filings. At some point, I believe before the end of the year, that case is going to be heard.
Probably beginning of September or August.
Could be. But sometime this year, I believe it's going to be heard. Now, you know, Scott Bennett, you know, his attorney is Sidney Powell. So is General Flynn. And they both know who I am. Otis used to work for General Flynn before his death. when he was still in the White House, and then got arrested 2 weeks later. But they thought they were going to get Mueller. Oh, he said, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job and arrest Hildebeest for her false dossier on Trump, he's going to find himself in a jail cell. This was David Stonard. I talked to him on his deathbed. And General Flynn was arrested 2 weeks later and lost his White House national security job. Okay, they were getting rid of him because they were running an operation and others were involved. Now, look at what happened to Trump. He was surrounded by idiots. Kellyanne Conway, the CIA, her husband out there on impeachment day while they're trying to impeach him, sitting there on CNN as a co-anchor saying he should be impeached. And she's in the White House working for him. He was surrounded by a lot of plants. General Kelly, Kellyanne Conway, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Israel first, Israel first. I mean, that guy, I believe, is a Mossad agent, what I believe.
Well, Kushner, I think he could possibly be a candidate for the Antichrist.
Yep, for sure. I mean, look at what he did. He put an embassy in Jerusalem.
Him and that queer from France there, that one that married a school teacher, that Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Now, you know, we can look at a bigger picture here if you want to. You hear about the Canadian Prime Minister?
No, not yet.
Well, he's going around arresting preachers that are preaching the Word of God.
Oh, yes, I've seen that on YouTube.
And he's apparently they're burning down churches in Canada, folks. Burning down churches in Canada. Remember what the governors did here? Made sure that churches weren't open. Couldn't the ones that want to attend church, their belief, they weren't able to for a year while we're underneath this so-called virus.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure why do you have the churches closed, but you got Walmart open, and that's more than 25% capacity.
Oh, yeah. But you can't have the churches open. You can't worship God. And now we got the FBI Joint Task Force Group, which is Division Number 5, which consists of your local police. All the police departments are involved, the intelligence division, they call them. They run around pickup trucks in their own city, and they follow people that are known to be so-called dangerous, such as me and others. And they're always stalking us, trying to car crashes, and they're using Somalians and Kenyans to do it with.
Yep.
And harassing people. And
a lot of Somalians came over to Minnesota. A lot of them migrated.
Yep. And that's, you know, this one was in the country for three months before he tried to murder me in that car crash. It's on my website. And then he runs back to Somalia after I sued him. I didn't get money out of it. I got a drawing out of it. By the way, I'm going to put it up again today because it's messed up on the internet. But it shows a drawing of the PI that got my $12,500. And here I had hospital bills of over $150,000 in intensive care.
Yeah.
And everything else. And he went back to Somalia, supposedly. Guess where he's at, Richard? He's up in Chicago. He's been in Kansas City, and I've seen him on me with the Illinois tag.
The city that's under the Beetlejuice witch mayor.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, it never stops. The government has upped its ante on everybody. Everybody.
Another witch is that lady in Michigan, that Governor Whitmer. I call her Wicked Witch Whitmer.
Last time I heard, they were trying to do a recall on her. I don't know whether they ever did. But, you know.
I've seen where they were trying to do a recall on her. They need to.
They need to get rid of her. I mean, she's insane. She's totally insane. She's so New World Order bent. I mean, you see the evil in her. I mean, you see the evil in her when she speaks.
I can see the same evil spirit that's in her is the same evil spirit that's in Hillary Clinton. You can see that evil spirit in her.
Yep. Hildebeest. Above the law. What else you want to talk about, Richard?
Well, I've been noticing a lot of evil spiritual activity. Because a lot of people, even around the hospital, keep saying this hospital is haunted. But what it is it's not ghosts, it's evil spirits.
Oh, yeah. Well, I noticed one thing. Something has changed in the past year.
Yeah, I can feel it.
I can feel it, too. And it's not, you know, it's just an evil presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta be in constant prayer. Serious. Keep it away.
Because every time I look at the White House now, when I watch One American News, when they have that dark picture background of the White House, I don't know, something like that, when I look at it, it just looks evil. You just feel an evil presence when you look at it now.
Well, it's getting bad, I know that. Very bad. But
I recently, a lot of people say they've been seeing UFOs. I've seen them when I was a kid. One came to my grandmother's house and went right up to the window and shined the lights in it, red, blue, red, white, red, white, and lit the whole house up.
You know, I've seen them coming in the hole in Las Vegas, north of Las Vegas. That's where the government has a lot of their 150 flying saucers that John Lear's,
yep,
my friend's dad, John Lear, had built back in 52 to 59. That's our fleet in the U.S. military. They got some up in New York. They got some in a different base, a couple different bases around. But they've built a lot of new toys. They're beyond saucers. But then again, the aliens have their base out there behind Papoose Lake. It's called Papoose Lake, where my friend Ed Slade, the scientist, worked. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been cut off. I'm going to call. Okay, I got Richard back close after being cut off here. That's a typical thing goes on lately with my telephones and others. But we were talking about the saucer base. Papoose Lake, Nevada is near Groom Lake, it's called. Area 51. But Papoose is where the aliens are. And I saw a half a dozen of them dropping in Papoose Lake, Nevada one night. Up there on the old extraterrestrial highway, they call it, from the little alien restaurant where they had asked me to speak at the restaurant. I did. And we drove up with a BBC cameraman, and here he forgot his girlfriend, put the camera inside the little hotels. They were trailers, cut, you know, divided in half, one room and a bathroom for their guests. And others slept on the ground, which I did one time. Even though I was asked to speak, I slept on the ground out there. But it's about 60 miles northwest of that little alien restaurant. If you're out there about 3 o'clock in the morning, when we were, you can see them just stacked up coming in the hole. But that's the aliens' restaurant. I mean, a base that they've got. But
saucers, I've seen a lot of interesting things lately, though, because I've listened to this one preacher by the name of Timothy Dixon. He's on YouTube, and he said he had a dream about a casket in the White House. And he said Kamala was looking for Joe, and they found out that Joe was in debt all this time. It might be the Lord giving him something, telling him information that maybe he heard. And I've been thinking maybe he is really dead, because I've seen those clones up there.
There's a very high probability, because they got, you know, as many, many spooks have told me, they like Otis for his death, he was high up in the NSA. He was a super spook. He says, Stu, they have cloned, he says, 10 million registered out of Hope, Arkansas, humans. But he says, I believe, and others, he said, that you know, which I knew, still do, that were friends of his, super spooks, sat there at his patio and told me they thought it was 25 to 30 million. And that's what he repeated to me, that they have cloned illegally the others. And he said, there's 200,000 aliens registered with the National Security Agency of our government. 200,000 of them that are possessed. These are human beings that are possessed by fallen angels. He says, the government calls them aliens, but he said, Stu, I'm in agreement with you. They're the fallen angels. Now, we've had that agreement since 52, folks, to the 2012 agreement. And they would give us all this technology, invisibility, space time, anti-gravity, the whole bit. And they did. And they did. And they've given us other toys that is beyond belief. We've got the Aurora airplane that shapeshifts in midair with Mu metal. And this thing flies at 36 to 39,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it goes in the hole. They call it the Blue Light Special. Goes in the hole up there in the Argo Tunnel behind Denver, Colorado, which is our Western White House and Western Capitol are built in, which is one of the holes that goes to the center of the Earth, like the North Pole and the South Pole that Admiral Byrd reported on, where the Nazis escaped to during World War II with their saucers and their ships. So
a lot of people don't know a lot of stuff like that. Years ago, My mother used to like Art Linkletter. Then I found I read somewhere where he used to go to the Grove and make sacrifices.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. You know, what happened in Denver, Colorado, happens every year on the summer solstice and winter solstice. And they perform a human sacrifice on an infant and drink its blood. And Satan shows up. They call it the Council of 13. And that's, you know, Daddy Bush is one of them. Larry Mizell in Denver is one of them. It took over from my ex-witch doctor's father. He was possessed. And then it jumped in him. Is what whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years, Stu. Now it's living in Larry Mizell because he's the anointed one. And when Milman died in 2004, Richard, I saw $100 trillion worth of assets transferred into the power of Larry Mizell. He moved the money. And the family estate, Milman's family, he created a trust through the courts that legitimizes drug money by registering it with the court, called the Milman Family Trust, and they got $50 billion in there, okay, in this trust. Matter of fact, the trust controlled, as an example, folks, if you remember the invasion on Panama, there were two hotels that Noriega took them over, and Manuel Noriega, because he was being cheated out of his drug money, was Bush. Bush wanted more of his cut. He says, no. So he cut him off and was going to invade him. So he nationalized the hotels. Well, one of the Hilton hotels was owned by Daddy Bush. The other one was owned by Leonard Milman. And after Milman's death, after Milman and Bush had tried to break Donald Trump in Atlantic City with the loans that are those buildings sitting empty, of which they called the notes on him, and it was Henry Kissinger through Deutsche Bank bailed him out, salvaged him, okay? He still got his Trump Tower, or lost his Trump Tower, whatever it was, there in Atlantic City. But the point was, after he dies, Milman dies, here he's trying to bust Trump. After he died, his brother-in-law, Alan Karsh, who's a drug dealer, brings the cocaine in from Mexico into Pelican Beach Restaurant that supplies all the strip joints around town that Milman owned with Bobby Rifkin and Norman Brownstein and Larry Mizell. By the way, two of those are APEC directors who sat on the board with Neil Bush at Silverado that they controlled. But here's the point. Karsh sells sometime in 2006 or something. He sells that Panama hotel to the Trump organization, makes him an offer. I give you 100% financing to fix it up, 100% financing with no call notes. We'll finance. Up on Trump.org, it says, he says, this is the best deal I ever made. He didn't even know the guy that screwed him just sold him his hotel. He wanted to get rid of it because Noriega, you know, they didn't control Panama. Remember, they raided Panama over that.
Yep.
It was over the drugs. So there's a little history for people. Go to Trump.org and take a look at his Panama hotel, and now he brags about it. He didn't even know he was buying from the guy that screwed him over in Atlantic City. This is how they are.
It's all about control of the currency, which is what they want to do so they can control everybody. They want to take away our republic, which...
They want to take our guns. They want everybody vaccinated. They're controlling 95%+ of the economy. I've heard that in the Davos meeting, they just collapsed the pension funds, which... Mizell and Brownstein, two APEC directors in the Fallen Angel possessed piece of crap, Larry Mizell in Denver, control 98%, about 96% of the U.S. pension funds through Fidelity Financial, Brownstein, board of directors, APEC director, and Brown and Mizell, Western Savings, that controls the Great West Life. Western Savings was a division that went belly up of it. And that was Milman and Meyer Lansky, a spinoff of his Power Financial of Canada. But what they've done is they control 90-some-odd percent of the U.S. pension funds between those two, Fidelity and Great West Life. And Mizell's on the board of one, and Brownstein's on the board of the other. And they just collapse the pension funds worldwide. Pardon me?
They also control all the money from all the health insurance, too.
Oh, yeah, they're controlling everything. 400 men are in control of 95% of the U.S. economy, according to General Accounting Office. This was in 2012, folks. Imagine where they're at now.
Oh, wow, yes.
Imagine where they're at now. They're up over that. I've been watching them consolidate the companies and breaking them, bankrupting them, such as Payless Shoes, Pennies, and others that weren't so profitable that they wanted to get rid of, so they shoved them into the pension funds where they would lose on them, and then they come in and buy them up for 5 cents on the dollar, their assets. That's what they're doing now. They're consolidating the balance down into the control of themselves. You know, Richard, we've been on here 25 minutes. I'm going to let you in the show. But, you know, Sarah McClendon, White House granddam of the Washington Press Corps, wrote about me in 1991, hiding from the FBI. She wrote about Gunther Rosbacher that flew on the October surprise mission, exposed the Rosbacher about him coming back on SR-71, a whole bit. It happened, but he wasn't the pilot. But Gunther was moving fighter jets, Apache helicopters, M1 tanks. There's a document showing it on the front of my website that came from John Cole, counterintelligence of the FBI, who was jailed with me in Springfield. Now, he's listed on Sybil Edmonds' whistleblower site because he was an actual government employee. I wasn't, so I'm not listed up there, even though I got the classification of the whistleblower. But he's listed. Now, he gave me those documents because he was locked up there and with me to show Gunther. Here was the point. Rosbacher was up to his eyeballs and all kinds of stuff. And I was trying to make a point where I was headed with this. Besides the fighter jets, the drugs, the guns, you know, October surprise, there was others. But where was I going? There was something I was trying to lead to on this. And I sorry, folks, I had a brain fart, lost thought. I'm getting hungry, it's getting lunch time. But these people are in control of everything, is the point. And now they think they're going to come vaccinate everybody, come get everybody's guns, and they're going to turn us into little zombie robots. I don't know about the rest of you. They come to vaccinate me. Someone's going to get hurt. And they come for my gun. I'm going to use it on them. Period.
Well, the vaccine is just to kill people off. It kills people within 2 years.
Yep.
Even though a lot of people say they've taken it, I know the Swaggerts, the Jimmy Swaggart Ministry, said they took it.
No.
But I've seen Francis's hands literally turn red. So you know what that vaccine is doing. Within 2 years, they're going to be dead.
Yep.
That's the whole point of doing that. We get all these vulnerable people.
Plus, Mark of the Beast, Revelation 13. A lot of magnet stories out there. People holding magnets up there and sticking to their arm.
Yep.
Put the chip in them. So, you know, as far as end time prophecy, I believe we're in the latter time. We're in a 3-4 year time frame. We got to see the two witnesses. We got to see the Antichrist come on the scene, declare himself to be God. Okay, and he's going to run the world and the whole bit. That's got to happen. In my belief, and I think we're at the dark side of it. You know, we got a meteor, by the way, folks, coming at us right now. I was just told about the other day, a couple of days ago. I haven't checked on it, but, you know, Super Spook Otis Johnson said that they looked in CERN, the super collider in Switzerland, and they saw that we were going to be pelted twice, which is in Revelations. Wormwood and a sister star would be hit by those, but he said there was a big fireball six times the size of the planet, and it would hit us sometime between 2022 and 2025, and he thought it was the latter part towards 2025, and he said it's the end of the planet. Now, what does Christ say? God say? He says, when I destroy the earth this time, it's going to be with fire, and I've made a new earth in heaven for you. So that's what's going to probably happen, in my opinion. Now, a fireball is coming at us, folks. When it hits us, it's the end of the planet.
Yep.
He said around 2025, he said what they saw in CERN, they thought it would be the latter part. Could be earlier. As he said, the party's going to start with all these meteors around 2022, late 2021. And I hear about one the other day, a couple days ago, it's coming at us. He's just part of the times.
Well, that means that this Antichrist guy, whoever he is, and I think he's Jared Kirk, and I think that they're going to start revealing him.
Well, so, he's supposedly in Israel right now, somebody, and it's been surfacing, running around, and some rabbi and others have been trying to put it out there that the guy is around. I don't know.
Well, they say that, due to some credible sources, I know, they say that the Jews are actually think they're talking to their Messiah right now.
Yeah. That's what I heard. The devil. The one that's going to declare himself to be God. I've heard that from several people that watch the Jewish papers over there and so forth. I don't get on them. It contaminates my computer. But anyway, you got any last statements here, Richard? We're at about half an hour mark or so. A little bit longer. We're at, 30 minutes.
Stay true to patriotism and stay true to God. And pray in the name of the Holy Spirit because the evil is coming on this place like no end.
Very good words. Very good words. Richard, thanks for coming on, buddy.
You too. God bless you.
Thanks. Have a good one.